Well, FIFA have confirmed that an issue with their ticketing app has led to problems for fans trying to enter World Cup stadiums. And many spectators have been unable to access mobile tickets through their digital devices. There were long queues and empty seats at the start of today's first two World Cup games. FIFA released a statement saying they were working on solving the issue. Well, let's get to one of the venues now. Paul Rees is at Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium for the USA game against Wales. And Paul, any sign of those ticketing issues where you are?
Yes, Tom, it does appear to be the case. I've been in WhatsApp contact with some USA fans who are still stuck outside and being moved apparently to different sections to get into the Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium. I also chatted to a couple of Welsh fans who said they were delayed getting in. They said their app wasn't refreshing, which meant they couldn't get the QR code to get scanned to get in. But what I also heard from them, and we've been hearing from others as well, is that the nearer they got to the stadium, it was eventually refreshing and they could get in. And then once their internet connection came up near the stadium, they were also being emailed a QR code by FIFA as well. So it does appear that FIFA are making workarounds, but it's not ideal in these first couple of days of the World Cup. Especially for Welsh fans, they will be particularly keen to get in because it's the first time in 64 years that a Welsh fan has been able to come into a World Cup to watch Wales. 1958, the last time the team were involved in a World Cup. That's the longest wait between a first appearance and a second appearance in history. Wales were knocked out of that tournament, amazingly, by a World Cup debutant, Pelé of Brazil. But Wales, you know, they've made great strides in the decades since then. They reached the Euro 2016 semi-finals, incredibly, reached the last Euros as well. For a country of just 3 million people, they really do punch above their weight. They've got a real superstar in Gareth Bale, a former Real Madrid legend, multiple Champions League winner. So I think there'll be a dangerous prospect for the USA, who didn't reach the last World Cup, but will have a point to prove as they make it to the biggest stage again.
OK, thank you very much. That's Paul Rees for us at the Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium.